pistachios.
That was a perfect commodity topic today, pistachios and wine.
Our final segment here at our Farm Fresh Hour for the month. We've been talking pistachios with Jim Graham of Cochise. Cochise grows pistachios and Golden Rule Vineyards.
Correct.
Very interesting conversation, very interesting combination of harvest. And we've got, Jim, if somebody wanted to come down, you said by appointment at the tasting room, you're still taking people. How would somebody make an appointment to come down and enjoy your farm?
Well, again, we'd point them toward our goldenrulevineyards.com website. Our phone number is on that, and we would happily accept reservations. And again, our tasting room in Wilcox is open Wednesday through Sunday, 11 to 5. So it's always open, 11 to 5, Wednesday through Sunday. Our farm tasting room is by reservation.
And when somebody comes, how far from Wilcox are you? And is it a farm I'm going to need four-wheel drive to get to?
No, we're just off of the Interstate 10, about 10 miles on Dragoon Road, and we're just off the north end of the Dragoon Mountains in the Sulphur Springs Valley. The tasting room in Wilcox is right off of the interstate and makes an easy trip from Phoenix or Tucson.
So the way to quantify this for the listener, if you want to go to the tasting room, I would qualify on the farm / vineyard / pistachio orchard. You need to make a reservation for that. But every Wednesday through Saturday, starting at 11, the tasting room in downtown Wilcox is always open.
Yeah, Wednesday through Sunday.
GoldenRulesVineyards.com.
Well, we appreciate you spending time this Saturday morning with us, Jim, and letting Arizona residents know about the pistachio and wine crops that are produced right here locally and how they can get their hands on our local commodities.
We're going to be having some pistachios and wine. Maybe that will be my lunch. Thanks again, Jim. So,
you're welcome. It's an honor.
So I've got to share a neat little story about Arizona Farm Bureau Romero family. We're celebrating 100 years. Whoa. So as of 2021, Arizona Farm Bureau can officially say we're 100 years old. So obviously we started in 1921. And we're excited. We have a full year's worth of celebrations. Some of them we've had to modify thanks to the pandemic. But we're telling a lot of our history through our publications. It will also show up on our website, azfb.org. We'll be featuring all sorts of fun stuff to celebrate 100 years of representing and advocating for our Arizona farmers and ranchers. So we're quite excited about that.
Have you ever been to the Arizona room at the Barton Barr Library down on Central?
We actually did a lot of our research there.
If you haven't, they've got old Farm Bureau stuff there from the 40s.
My historian did that, and Fred Anderson, thanks for asking that, because we can give him some props. We spent over 2 years working on some of the history, because we had some, but we felt like the library would be the place to go, so he frequented that quite often, and it was really fun. So the history book is complete. Now, we're not selling it to the public. We only published about 400 for our ag leaders. We have about 350 ag leaders, if you count all of our ag leaders from the 14 active counties here in the state of Arizona. Yes, we have 15 counties, but there's 14 active Farm Bureau counties. We wanted to make sure our county leaders got a copy and plan to share it with some others. But the way we're going to share it with the public in general is constant stories throughout the year and celebrations, fun stuff like that.
And you can sign up to become a Farm Bureau member for a homeowner. It's, what, $60 a year?
Yep.
And there's a lot of, buying power that you get through that at different, Sanderson Ford is a big partner.
Sanderson Ford, Harkins Theater. In fact, we have about 25 statewide benefits, but then we have a lot of regional benefits. So if you are a member from like Cochise County, because that's the county that we kind of planted ourselves in today because of the pistachios and the wine grapes, you would only have to pay $59 a year. So it's really worth it. And then a lot of people that join do it because they want to support our farmers and ranchers. All the programming that we do is in support, whether that's our advocacy area, our communications, or our ag education. We go into the classrooms, teach kids about Arizona agriculture specifically, because we have a unique agriculture history, and we also have a unique agriculture industry today as a $23.3 billion industry. So we've got all sorts of stories to tell, and there are stories like Jim Graham's, who we heard today with Cochise Groves.
And you know what's so interesting about that 23 billion you were talking about? We, until just, what was that, a year or two ago that came out, we said 17 billion. So
yeah,
the total dollar value of ag is increasing, but the land and acreage we're growing on is shrinking.
We're getting better at how we do it. Technology improves us.
And next month in March, we're talking wheat.
Yes, Durham wheat. We got a neat story on that one.
azfb.org or fillyourplate.org.